Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Kama Daf Pei Hei. Picking up on Pei Hei, four lines down. Next part of the Mishnah. Omdim Kamadim Kayotze Bazeh Rotze Lito. What are we talking about over here? This is, how do you evaluate Tsar? Pain. How do you work that out? You evaluate how much would a person take in order to suffer this? Tsar Bam Kom Nezek Hichi Shamim Shaminon. Frick the Mar. How do we evaluate the Tsar when there's Nezek? Rashi says, Heche de Kotes Yado Venosan Lo Domeo. If someone cuts off someone else's hand, you know, Dave cuts off Rob's hand. Now he pays him for his hand. Hechi Shamin is a tsar. Halo yeshlo lekotzatzo b'shvil adamim shenotel. He pays the money for the hand, so he gets the hand. Where does pain come in? Amar avua d'shmul, omdin kama dem rotzalito likto lo yado. We evaluate how much a person wants, how much money he would take in order to have his hand cut off. Likto yado, to cut off his hand, lo tsar l'chudehu. It's not pain alone that's causing that happens over here. Hakula chamisha dvarmika. You have all five things over here. Nezek, tsar, ripoy, shevis, and boshes. So how could you work out just, separating the concept of pain itself? Va'od bepushtania skinan. Also, we're dealing over there with a bunch of fools. Like, who would do such a thing? Yeah, cut off my hand and pay me a couple $100. All right, so how does it make sense? Ella says, what did Shmuel mean? Ella lekto yada ktua. What do we say? We evaluate how much a person would take to cut off his hand that's already almost cut off. Rashi says that something happens, chalila, that a person's limb is like hanging off. Muchuberis begidin, says Rashi. It's musin, ve'ena ru'uya lo malacha. It's just hanging on a thread over there, and there's no malacha anymore, so there's no nezek now. It's just the tsar that's happening. Says the Gemara, no, yada ketua nami, even in the case of where it's cut off, almost cut off, lo tsar l'chudeika, it's not the tsar b'chudeika, hatsar u'boshesika, there's also tsar, and there's also busha, the boshes that comes along with it. The ksifa le milsa le mishkal mipsaro le mishdeikul klavim. It's embarrassing to remove from his own body just to throw it to the dogs. Fascinating note in Uncle Art that says, brings a Shvus Yaakov that he learns from here, that there's no chiv to bury a limb that got amputated. Throwing that out there. I'm not saying it's halacha, not halacha, just an interesting note over here. We have to be careful not to put it in a place where it's going to be metame. Okay, so even what we're saying right now, we don't have just the pain itself. We say, how much a person would take to have his hand that is anyway going to be cut off. Meaning, what does that mean? That means that the Malchus is chopping off his hand already. He's been danned and he has to have his hand cut off. The difference between a sam, some sort of drug that he'll take, and through sword. Either way, it's going to take off the hand. If it's not a sam, then it's going to be something which is painless. As Rashi says, besam, change some tsar klal, come rotzalito lekotza b'seif. How much would he be willing to take in order to have it cut off? So there's no bush anymore because it's already considered good and done. Says Gemara Amri, hocha nami lo shakum tsar nafshei. In this case, also, no one would go and take money in order to cause himself such pain. They wouldn't ever accept such a thing. Rashi says, kol mamon shav olam tsar nafshei lekotza v'kan kfar nasa maisa. Right? So he wouldn't take all the thing. And only a fool would behave in such a way. And our case is where the pain has already happened, and now he wants to get compensation for it. So we say, Ella, omden kama adam rota litain, lektolo yada muhtav la malchus. How much a person is willing to take to have his hand cut off for the malchus? Bain sayef lasam. Opposite direction now. It was going to be done through sayef, and now he's willing to do it through sam, through no pain. So if it would be chopped off, and he says, listen, how much do you pay me just to do it in a way that you wouldn't feel anything? There we have it. She says, no. Hi, litol. Litain mi boy late. What do you mean, litol? Litol means to take. How much a person would take? It should have said, how much a person would give in order to do it. The Gemara says, Amar Avuna Bar Yehuda B'Shua, litol ze mi ze ma shenosan ze. Explains Rashi, litol min hamazik ma shenosan ze lamelech. So that's how we evaluate it. Next, says the Ha'ilige Gemara, next part of the Mishnah. Ripoy, we're going to now talk about the next category, and that is Rifua. You have something called Ripoy, you got to pay Rifua. Ripoy, Iko Eved, Ripoy, Iko Chayev L'Raposo. Now, when they do a Ripoy, you hit somebody, now you got to heal him. Tana Rabbanon, Alubo Smocha Machos Hamaka. Let's say he has some sort of sore that comes up because of this maka, this wound, Venistra Maka, or if the wound came back, Chayev L'Raposo, he has to go and he has to heal him. this stuff. V'chayiv liten lo d'mei shivta, says give him the shevis, the work that he could have done. Shalom achmas hamaka, but the source came not because of maka. Enu chayiv l'arpos, he doesn't have to heal him. Enu chayiv liten lo d'mei shivta. Yehuda omer af machmas hamaka, even if it's because of the maka, the wound, chayiv l'arpos, he has to heal them. V'enu chayiv liten lo d'mei shivta, but he does not have to give him shevis, the amount of work that he's losing out. V'chayiv omer shivta refua, so shevis and refua, Kol shechayev b'shevus chayev b'ripoy. Anyone who's chayev in this, the fact that he's sitting not working, have to pay for the law, you know, aftala, unemployment, has to pay him for the healing also. She'enu chayev b'shevus, enu chayev b'ripoy. If you're not chayev in that, you're not chayev in the other. So that's the Gemara. Ma'akum ifki. What exactly is this machlokas? Three different ways. Three of machlokas here. Amar Rabba. Ashkachtinu l'rabbanon b'bei rav d'yosvikarmi. I found that these rabbis were working this out, and they said, "Hacha b'maka nitna le'eged kamifli." What are we talking about here? We're talking about a wound that was given. The argument whether or not you could put a bandage on a boo boo, because that itself can cause it to be these things which are going to come up. These things are going to be tzomach. Rabbanon tzavri maka nitna le'eged. The Rabban, I mean the Tanakama, they say you're allowed to go and do such a thing in order for the person to not have pain. And therefore, if they happen because of that, then you have to pay for healing them and for the Shevis also, because he's the one who caused the guy in this, he's the one who caused this person this whole situation over here. You brought it upon yourself. Rashi says, Nasa Rishus Lenechbal, Laguda, Latafa, Mpnitsar, Matsina, Vaolin, Atsmachim, Machmas. And because of all the moisture, it goes up over there. You have to pay for it. And who does have a maka lo nitna le'eged? Says no, you don't do it. Rashi says lo nitna rishus le'eged v'zela naso aged hilkach smachim sha'aluba. These sores that come from it in all the mazik that's chayiv aleihem. It's not on the mazik to go and have to pay for it. So you have to be careful not to go and cause more things to happen. Even if it's gonna make you feel a little better, but it's going to cause more things to happen. It's not my problem. Ripoy detana biskra. But in reference to the ripoy, the healing, which the pasuk says, which it the tana biskra that it came and he taught us, Rashi says the shana alaf hakasav that it repeated itself. Mechayev is going to be chayev to go and pay. It says verapo yirapay. Shevis lo tana biskra. But in the shevis, when it comes to the unemployment, which the pasuk doesn't double over, lo mechayev is not going to be chayev to pay. Okay, now. Va'amina luhuat anah. The rabbi says, I said to them, imaka lo nitna le'eged. If you don't have reshus to go and to bandage up this wound, ripui lo mechayev. You don't have to heal it either. Elo dekuli alma. Then again, and I said to them, if let's say you don't have reshus to do that, then you're not chayev to go and to take care of the healing. Kind of doesn't really make so much sense there, but you are able to go and do such a thing, but you're not allowed to do it in an intense way, in a way that's going to, you know, cause all these wounds, or these sores. And Behuda Savar, given the Lone Nitna Legged Visera, since it's not given the ability to go and Legged Visera, Repoy Detana Beikra, then Mechayev only a what? And the Repoy that it doubled up on, Shevitz, Lotana Beikra, but it didn't double on, no Mechayev, it's not going to be Chayev. For Abundance, however, they hold, came with the Tana Beikra, but Repoy, since it doubled up a Repoy, as Shevitz, not even Mechayev, it's also saying it's Shevitz as well. The Iskish Repoy, because it's heckished to Repoy, so if you have to double, you have to pay for that also. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shevitz, lo Mechayev. He says, you're not Chayev for Shevitz. The Mate Kra, Rachmana, Rak. It was Memayit with the word Rak. Only rak shifto yitain, only shifto, which means we don't go and compare it to the other one. Rabbanan, Rabbanan, say, the Tanakama, rak l'shalom achmas hamaka hudasa. It's for excluding wounds and sores that didn't come because of the maka. That's what the word rak is used for. But if they develop because the victim put too much bandage on the original one, then he's going to be chayev for both Shevis and for Ripoy. The guy who is the mazik over here, the damager. Okay. Rabbanan Batsurai, and according to the last Rabbanan that we mentioned, Arme Kol Shechayev B'Shevis Chayev B'Ripoy, Kol Shechayev B'Shevis Chayev B'Shevis Chayev B'Shevis Chayev B'Ripoy, Ripoy D'Tana Be'Kra, Lamali, then why does it go ahead and say the word ripoy, doubling it up? The chachamim hold that the person who's the person who's new. There's the two words here: the victim and the perpetrator. The perpetrator is not chayav for healing if it developed, if these sores developed because of too much bandage. Says Gemara, mi boi li chetan in Devir Bishmol. The time went in the Bais. So Devir Bishmol Omer, v'rapo yirapay. Mikan chenitim rishos lor for the rapos. And you have to heal. From here, it's given rishos for the doctor to go and heal. He's wondering, what do we need these words for? And the answer is, we need them for to teach you how to go to the doctor. Rashi says, v'lar minu rachmanu machi v'yumasi. Hashem is the one who decided to make me sick. He's the one who's going to heal me. Nope. You go to the doctor. Tanu Rabbanon. Minayin shema alu bo tzmachim mechmas hamaka. How do you know that if you have sores that come out because of the wound, v'nistra hamaka, or the wound came back after it actually healed, shechayv l'raposo, that the person that was going to be chayv to go and deal with that. V'chayv liten lo shifto nesapei sheves. Tamen loma rak shifto yitin v'rapo yirapei. It says that you have to shevis, you give him, you would have thought that he's going to be chayev, that even if it came back not because of the wound, I'm going to tell you, no, only if that's what happened, only in that case. Rabbi Yossi, even if it came back because of the wound, the person's going to be putter, because it says only, which means that these are things that develop because they put too much bandages on it. Therefore, you can't hold him chayev for such a thing. It says the Gemara, Igadamri, some say that when Rabbi Yehuda said, Afmachazamaka Pater, Legamre, it means he's completely Pater, Karabanan Basrai, that goes according to the second Rabbanan over there that we brought in the Brisa. Vikadamri, and some say that the Amri, Afmachazamaka Pater, what does it mean, Afmachazamaka Pater? It means me, Sheves, is going to be putter for having to pay Sheves. V'chai Ripa, he's got to heal him, though. Kiman, Kavua. Who's that go like? That goes like his papa, meaning Rabbi Huda in the Brais over there. Now
we take it back to the second Brisa. There's a statement that was said over the Tanakama. It was a bit strange.
You would have thought that he's going to be chayv, even if these sores happen, not because of the wound. Therefore it says, Rak, Shalom Achaz Amaka Baikra. If it didn't happen because of the Maka, you need a pasuk to tell me that? Of course not going to be Chayev. Amri, my Shalom Achaz Amaka, what does that mean? Kedetanya, only Tanabraisa. Harisha Alver El Dibri Rofe. Let's say a person goes against the words of the doctor. He tells him what to do and he doesn't listen. Then the Achol Devash, or Chomine Mesika, or he ate honey or any sort of sweet things. Mipnei Shedavash, or Chomine Mesika, Koshin Lamaka. And that's a big no-no because the dvash and all these type of things are bad for his wounds. V'her l'makaso gargusni. And because of that, he got this type of disease called gargusni. Yochli l'chayv l'raposo. You would think that the person who calls him this in the first place has to take care of him. Tamar lomar rak. Nope, that's true. You brought it to yourself. Mar gargusni, what is this? Amar abaye nosa krichsa. It's dead skin. Dead skin. Basar meis. Oh, dead flesh. Well, that's bad. Maya Suses, how do you go and fix that? What's it's a cure? Ala Vikira Vikalba. It's like aloe, like you know, aloe vera, aloe. Kira is wax and kalba is this type of stuff, which is Shabichovil Shalyayin, that's left over in like in wine barrels. You go and you put the stuff on that, that's how you heal it. Now, Viomale Asyach. Anna, and if a guy says, don't worry, I'll heal you, Amalei, he can say back to him, Dumis alai ka'arye arva. To me, you're like a lion that's waiting to attack. V'yamalei, and if he says to him, Maisina asya demagin v'magin, don't worry, I'm going to bring a doctor who's going to come, he's going to heal you. Amalei, he can say back to him, asya demagin v'magin. A doctor who heals for nothing, magin shava, is worth nothing. In other words, because you're bringing him of your own thing, you can get him to do it for free, he's not going to do it well. V'yamarinavi says to him, Maisina lach asi richika, I'm going to bring you a faraway doctor, a doctor from a faraway land. I says, umuzel gabe. And the reason is because it's going to be cheaper for him. Amalei, he says, asi richika ene avira. A faraway doctor can blind the eye. So he's going to be on his way after just leaving. He doesn't care about the outcome, what's going to happen. Something bad can happen. Now, let's take a look. V'amalei ha'ach, and if this one says, meaning now the victim is talking, havli lididi va'ana mesina nafshay, give me money, I'm going to go, I'm going to heal myself. You know, pay me and I'll take care of it. Amalei pashat b'nafshach v'shachalt minayit fei. You're going to be negligent with yourself and you're going to need more money and I don't want to have to pay more. V'amalei, and if the victim says, kotzli mikatz,
set for me a set amount of how much you'll pay. I'm like, sit back to them. Culture came to Pashat Mazik. Certainly, then you're going to go ahead and you're going to be negligent. For Karali Shor Mazik. And the people are going to call me a damaging ox. Tana, we learned in a braisa of a kula mishtalmim makom nezek. All of them get paid even where there is nezek. Meaning, tsar, ripoy, shevis, and boshes, even if you have to pay for nezek. Mino and mili, how do we know this? Amar zid mishmei the rava, amar kra, petzatachas patza. They have to give a wound for a wound. Litein tsar makom nezek. That's going to teach you that you're going to be chayiv to pay tsar even when there's nezek. I affect the Gemara, Haimi Barili, but we need it for something else. Beep, turn the page. Pay him a base. The rabbi Shogeg Kamezed. Va'onis Keratzon. We need to say that somebody does something, Bishogeg is like he did it Bemezed. Rashi's Beperek Shani. And we will learn that. And we need it, Va'onis Keratzon. Someone does something, you know, against his will. It's like he did it with his will. M.K. Nichlu Kra Petza Bipatza. My Petza Tachas Patza. Shvam and Atati, we learn out both dinim from that. Published by the Rala Amar, Amar Kra Virapo Yirape, and heal he shall heal, which means the guy who's the perpetrator, Litain Rufu of Makam Nezek, he has to pay where there's going to be Nezek. In fact, the Gemara, I'm barely look at the Tana Rabbi Shmo, we need for something else. The Tana Rabbi Shmo, Virapo Yirape, the content is just the Rapos. We give the ability of the doctor to heal. In K, Nicht of Kra Virofe Yirape, Shma Mina, Litain Rufu of Makam Nezek. So, we learn out as before Makam Nezek. Vakati Miboy Lichida Amran, but we still need it for what we said earlier. The Misni Bekra Beripoy, because the Pasuk repeats it, the healing, Mivrapo Yurape, is here to tell us that the perpetrator is Chayef for those sores that come because of the wound. Imkain, Lemakra, O Rapo, Rapo, O Yurape, Yurape. My Virapo Yurape, why the flip of Lashonos? Shmamanali Tin Rafu Makam Nezek. You give refuah in the place of Nezek. Now, we have these two different places where we learn out that the attacker, the perpetrator, is going to be chayiv for the other four, not only Nezek, but several boshes and boshes, even if there's Nezek. Mechalal de mishkachas lu shalob makom Nezek, shalob makom Nezek hechi mishkachas lu. So we can learn out that you find out that these dalid, these type of payments, tzar, repetitive, and boses, where there's no damage that happens. Shalom makom nezek, heichim ishkachas lehu. How do you find a case where there's no nezek, but there's the rest of them, repoit shavas, and boses? Tzar, kitikatani, like we learned. Tzar, kavo, bishpud, obin masmer. If you burnt them with a spit or with a nail. Vafilu al tzipon, if you on his fingernail, makom sheno sechabura. Repoit, how do we find the havikoyev lei, midei vesalik? Something was hurting him, and it was getting better, right? There's a process of healing. And then the attacker gave him some sort of sam, some sort of ointment, some sort of drug to go and to help him. And it made it white. Now, the tzarech lo'osvei lei samalan kute gava gavna debisra. Like, even though there's no damage going on, he has to bring him something to get it back to the right color. Sheves, what's that? Because that's not called nezek, right? Sheves, when he's unemployed. Dahadke beindrona, where we're talking about a case over here where he locked him up in a room. Ubatlim, because then he wasn't able to do any work. Boshes, the rukle bapes, where he spit in his face. And even though there's no injury that's happening, but there's no nezek, still he's embarrassed, so he has to pay for him. So we found all the cases that could be even without nezek. Now we move on to the next part of the Mishnah, and that is unemployment. Shevis, look at him as if he's guarding cucumbers. Tana Rabbanan, Shevis, says Rashi, what does that mean? Klomar, meaning to say, lo shilim lo kotzarko, dahaki mitpach hai gavra, micholi, when it gets better from his sickness, zeh, shenikta raglom, lo agro de shomer kishuim shakel ella de vil davla v'shakel agro yisera v'nimsa shekol mechoyo avad es zos. Maybe this person, when he's going to get better, he's going to be able to do even more type of things. And you're only paying him like the cucumber guy, that you're ripping the guy off. and we stop right in the middle, the chim mispach hai gavra, because when this person gets better, lav agro de shem kishumu shakil, eladoli davla v'shakil agro, he's going to go and be a water well guy, and bring the buckets, which he can get even more. Inami ozib shaliach v'shakil agro, or be a messenger, he'll get paid even more. So midas adin lo laksa. No, midas adin is not getting hit. Shekvar nasan lo demayado demayagel, he already paid for him for the amount that he messed up with her. Rashi's uchlishis rape and a roy lidlos v'leilich b'shlichos. Once he gets better, he's not able to go ahead and to go back to these type of things. So he got paid for that, and now he just gets the amount of the kishuim shtekel. Amarava kata es yado. Let's say the attacker goes and cuts off this guy's hand. Nosan lo demayado, you have to give him the amount of the hand. Visheves and the loss of work. Roanus okiilu hu shama kishuin. Shiber es raglo, if he broke his leg. Nosan lo demay raglo. Visheves and roanus okiilu hu shomer es ape. Like he's a guard at the door. Simeseno, you blind to the guy. Nosno demeno, give him the amount of his eye. Visheves, and the amount of money he's losing, the unemployment. Ro noso, kilu matchino merichayim, like he's grinding the millstone. Cherishov, you made the guy deaf. Nosno demekulo, you have to give him his entire value. Rashi says that guy can't do any kind of work. Boy, Rava, cut this out of law. Maduo, if he cut off the guy's hand and they didn't judge him. Meaning it didn't work out and try to assess and evaluate its injury and say how much he has to pay. They didn't yet evaluate how much he has to pay. And then in the meantime, then after, Shibur's Raglav Lomdu, he broke his leg, and they didn't evaluate. Simos Eidav Lomdu, they blinded him. Obasov Chershon, and afterwards made him deaf. Now, what's it then? Mirmin Kivad Lomdu, since he didn't value them, it's good enough to do one evaluation. And just give the entire value of it. Or you do it one at a time, and then you have to pay based off one at a time. Nafkamina, what's the name of Nafkamina? The boy lemesav leitzar uboshes tochol chada v'chada. That if the attacker, does he have to pay him tsar and boshes for each one of them? The nezik v'ribo v'shavet tochol chada v'chada leivin alei. Of course, we understand he's not going to give him for the nezik, the damaging and the healing and the unemployment for each every single one of them. To give it to koyayiv lei demei kulei. Once he pays for everything, command to katli dami. It's like he killed the guy. Koyayiv lei demei kulei, and he gave him the entirety. Tsar boshes me is called the chol chada v'chadiyav. But when it comes to tsar boshes, he's giving for each individual one of them. The ha'av lei tsar boshes because he had tsar boshes each individual time. Vintim sublamar kevad the law. I'm do. If you want to say, since they didn't evaluate, they didn't judge it. Koyadli demekuli b'hadayadadi. Then what do? You give the entire value altogether. I'm do. Ma'ad. That wouldn't be the case if they actually did. I'm do. Mirin kevad I'm do. Since they evaluated, chada chada boy the meisavle. It's to give chada chada. Odilma kevad the loshalim. Since he hadn't paid yet, you have demekuli. You give all of it. Teiku. We gotta wait for Leo and Navi. And with that, my friends, we're gonna stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.